So it's a good day to you again. We've been waiting a long time. Someone else, everyone has something else to say. None of us on Miriam can't talk and channel, she says. She can't weep and channel, whatever. We don't care, we just let our water run. If she drips too bad, somebody hand her a tissue. So with that energy of the prayer, with the frequency and the focus of each of your intentions, that feeling is out in the air. That is why we ask for the fairy applause, instead of the clapping applause. You see, some believe that the clapping applause shatters the energy. That is old school. Do you believe that? No. It is a matter of magnifying the energy with sound. However, sometimes we want that prayer, that energy, to stay with us for just a moment longer. And then you can clap it in. Yes, clap it in. For our selenite dancers of light, yes, and the receiver. For you see, each one of your intentions, as you said, was recorded. Because that is how we are connecting with the energy. You remember yesterday, we can still feel the hands upon the knees, whether they're physically there or not, because this company, this may be the last cycle we are all together. It is possible. Everything is. However, it is possible to continue on and stay in that connection and stay connected through, what is that, email, and stay connected through the frequency of seeing and watching and experiencing each other's success. Because you are each outed now, You are not in the closet, You get the opportunity to be transparent. You are only you. And when you separate your energy to be one way, not talking about what you really believe or know or have in your heart, and the other way of talking about what you need or know or have in your heart, that creates a dichotomy in your soul. Now, there are some ways that you can share your teachings with people that will not cause them to go, Yes? When you share with the open heart, say, this is my perspective. It does not have to be yours. But this is what I have learned. That every thought is like a purchase order to the universe. Most people can understand the word purchase order. Most people know what the universe is. Some people would call that universe God. Some people would call that universe Jehovah. When our vessel Marilyn had her conversation with her Jehovah Witness brother and sister-in-law, she said, you know, every thought, every feeling is like a purchase order to Jehovah. And Jehovah, because Jehovah loves you so much, only says yes. They got it after about a year. But you see, you cannot be one person separate from yourself. Your objective here is to allow these sacred waters of the lake to absorb anything that is not you. Anything that if you feel like you have to act a certain way that is not really you to be with certain people, maybe you don't need to spend so much time with those people. even though they may be your family. But you can still hold in your heart that energy of love and joy, and realize that when your family and your friends notice the difference that is in your heart, they are going to want some of it. They're going to look at you and think, what is different about you? How did you get so happy all of a sudden? And they're going to ask you. And then you simply say, well, I went swimming. I played in the rocks. And found that I really have more fun loving than I do complaining. Because it's all a purchase order to whoever you want to make a purchase order to. Yes?
Yes.
So, as you prepare to leave these sacred spaces, we're going to ask you to let go of the shore. We're going to ask you to let go of that time in your world when you were really defining yourself in ways that you probably don't choose to define yourself. And really allow that definition to be the infinite that you are. For the infinite is you. When you have a thought, I would like to make more money, so I have retirement, whatever that means. I would like to be able to take care of the vessel Marilyn, because she has nothing right now, but she's getting something. And then the universe says, well, here, try this. And so then you're like the duck, pedaling under the surface as fast as you possibly can, and above the surface you look very calm and cool. Huh? The universe says, yes. You want the house? It's yours. You want the job? It's yours. You want the life? It's yours. You want the health? It's yours. You want the sky? It's yours. And there's nothing about feeling like you're not worthy. You know, in the olden days, you had to feel like you're worthy to be able to get something. Well, that is just bullshit. We're beginning to believe that humans never are ever going to feel like they're worthy for what they're worthy for. Because that program is so ingrained into the cells that you're having that constant argument with yourself. So just know, I am here and are welcoming absolutely everything that is in my highest good to have. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And be done with it. Yes. You see? Yes, you can do whatever applause you want. You see, that old program is a part of what you left in that lake. It's a part of what that crystal said, oh, I want to come home with you. I want to come home with you. Even if you found it in a store. It wanted to come home with the vessel Marilyn. So you understand that your gift to this world is you. You know, the Master Yeshua dearly beloveds, I can speak for myself. Many have called me a gift. You are the gift. You are the gift to all you encounter. So when you hide that gift, to quote myself, under a bushel, you are denying the world of your light. And to speak very plainly, how dare you? The world needs your gift. And it was the promise that the same thing will not happen to you that happened to me. Celebrate that. But you see, your uniqueness is the power of this planet, your planet. That is what is necessary. Your essence shifts all. Your gifts that you've kept hidden for so long cannot be denied just because you don't feel like you're enough. I never told you that. And neither did our relatives. Your love, as it expands and grows to allow yourself to simply be happy, is the most powerful gift you can offer this planet. Please share it. Please. Love that, don't you?
Yes.
Oh, did we get some on you? Blessed by the water again. You see, that heart opening to remind you, so you will always remember the gift that you are. The gift that you present with every single encounter. You know, who knows what's going to happen next in this room, but they will certainly feel your gift. Mm-hmm. Who knows what family reunion is going to come in. Maybe they've been arguing for 40 years, and then they come together and they think, you know, we really do like each other. We don't even remember what we were arguing about. You see, that is what is changing the world. You each have that unique gift. So it's time to let go of the shore. And we could absolutely go on and on and on. However, we do have a plane to catch, yes? And we do have things to pack, yes?
Yes.
We do have people to see and places to go and people to activate. Yes?
Yes.
Remember, the first people that you encounter that are not a part of this group is your first step in activation. So you have that smile. And you can even do a little on the side. And they'll think, are you deaf? And that makes some symbol back. You see, you cannot hide any longer. It is time to let go of the shore, and that is why we are going to play one song for you. If the technology will work, we will see. As we step aside, let our vessel Marilyn look into your eyes again. Technology is going to work.
Yeah.
Aha! And like magic sounds. We love you deeply. We see you. We know you. And we bid you namaste.